Lots of love for Roy Billing. Somebody reminds me that the poodles, the Peter Temple poodle description, which I said was so fantastic, was quite right from The Broken Shore, one of his books, The Broken Shore. People are saying they really loved Roy Billing's role in Rake. And here we go. This is from John of Havelock. First show for 2022 and the music is still crappy. Who does the choosing? A 20-year-old pimple face. Come on, we more senior listeners deserve better. How about some Neil Young, James Taylor, etc.? Come on, John, don't be old and grumpy. It's boring. Yeah, I was talking to Bill Hayes about exercise, and I see swims, as I put it. And a number of you have said, no, no, it's not icy swims, it's icy dips. So that's all right then. And we were also talking about the link between blood pressure and cardio exercise. And Owen says, while the links between cardio exercise and lowering blood pressure are complex, the simple mechanical enlarging of arteries by the stretching effect of applying internal pressure from increased blood flow is a lifesaver. After a cardiac event 10 years earlier, my cardiologist was impressed with the improvement from having incrementally increased the intensity of exercise. Simply, if you make the arteries bigger, the harder they are to block. Thank you for that, Owen. Here's a question, however. If you suffer from low blood pressure, would you be advised to avoid cardiac exercise? Just wondering. Women with Wings is the name of the album. Women spelt with a Y. Like it or not, David wouldn't like it. He described that interview as an extraordinarily lengthy rant by an obvious misandrist. He is, suffice to say, not alone, but in a minority. Most of you have praise for the women of Greenham Common. Some of you, however, for example, Adrian, pointed out that I wonder if anyone has calculated how many lives have been saved by nuclear weapons since 1945. We certainly would have gone into a global conflict when Russia annexed the Crimean Peninsula if it were not for nuclear weapons keeping America and Russia from direct conflict. Tom said, what the film Mothers of the Revolution reminded me of was the spirit and the songs and the fun of the peace movement. They were great days. I was one of the men who ran the creche during the Embrace the Base action. Greenham women remain an inspiration. Great interview with Dr. Rebecca Johnson, Mothers of the Revolution. And somebody said, I described that protest as the longest in history. And somebody said, humph, surely the Canadian truckers protest on now is the longest in history in kilometres. Why does RNZ not even mention this record-breaking protest? Useless. Yep. There is a convoy of truckers and supporters set to arrive in Ottawa, calling, variously it seems, for an end to vaccine mandates, cross-border vaccine mandates, the repeal of all COVID public health measures, the overthrow of the Canadian federal government. There you go. It's been mentioned. I'm a male, said somebody, and I think your interview with the Greenham woman was great. She's a marvel. Well done. And Greenham Common and Climate Change, says Stuart. It suits the male establishment to encourage fundamental challenges to the redneck oligarchy into a gender issue. Divide and rule, it's called. This is just to continue the controversy over the first music chat we played this morning, which seemed to me to be perfectly acceptable. And Grumpy John from Havelock said, you know, you're not catering for older listeners. Susan, in a perfectly civilised fashion, says, just because something is new or modern doesn't make it good. Didn't say it did, Susan. She says, I agree with John about the first music choice and how older listeners are not catered for in your music choices. Are you saying that because you are older, it means you don't want anything new? Just matching a generalisation with the accusation of a generalisation. That's all. Carl Stephen chose that track, and here is an email. It says, hey, I'm a 90-year-old Swedish man, and thank you for finally playing music that suits my taste. I've been listening to your show for 37 years. Goodness me, that's older than me. And this is the first time I've heard some good music. I hope all those other complaining old folk enjoyed it as much as I did. Look, I'm so glad you love Grandmaster Flash, so...